Took me a while to get these mics back on. I was just contemplating failure. And took me a while to wrap my head around it a little bit. But my name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and I'm the host of the show. Thank you very much, by default, probably. I'm also CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. And our next guest, who has already had my head all twisted up, Amy Moser Berry, founder Ambassadors Community Development. Hello.
Hello, Jeff. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Tell us about Ambassadors Community Development, ACD.
Sure. We're going by AMB. So I'm Amy Moser Berry. Thank you again for having me. And Ambassadors Community Development, we are a startup launched April 1st. That's no joke. 2019. See what I did there? And we are a corporate social responsibility, or CSR, accelerator program supporting socially and environmentally conscious organizations and brands that may be looking for training, human capital gaps in the form of internships, as well as brand exposure through our What's Hot TV show and podcast.
Wow, that is a mouthful.
Right?
And most of it I understood and liked. It's a lot.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So who is Ambassadors Community? Is it just you? Is it a lot of people? It sounds like a full service, multi-dimensional advisory firm.
I like that. That's nice. So, well, I do have a fledgling, although committed, amazing team of about 9 of us, but we're, let me check, I'm only paying one, it's not me. So I do have a team of mainly former students. So I taught at Worcester State University and Clark University for the last 5 years. So I've got some fabulous students that are still hanging in there and help me out here and there. I do have somebody who helps me with my social media marketing and my own productivity as a solopreneur. So yes, I like the vision that you paint. I like that picture. And we are still early stage. So it's primarily me plus some other great people that support the cause.
So tell us the types of companies, and I understand the altruistic aspect of entrepreneurship that you work with, but give us a sense of the typical kind of company you would want to approach you.
No, that's a great question. So it's really exciting because it could be for-profit, nonprofit, could even be, wait for it, it could even be a public serving government agency. I actually was in government myself for a number of years in the city of Worcester. So I know that there's a lot of organizations, large and small, for-profit, nonprofit, government, that are looking for help positioning themselves in the market. They often want interns, but they don't know where to start with that process. Then they're looking for brand exposure. So it could be, you know, a very obvious sort of nonprofit that's already doing social impact work. Community Harvest Project, for example, comes to mind, where, you know, they definitely have that altruistic social impact commitment. They're doing really great work coordinating different corporate groups to come out and do volunteer farming, and then they distribute that sort of that produce to our community, at least in central Massachusetts. So that's a cool example. It could be, you know, a government entity. I know former colleagues of mine are interested in doing a better job ramping up the internship program. I don't know if you're familiar with the sort of workforce board folks and the different career services. So they're always looking to leverage. And like a lot of small businesses, nonprofits, and government entities often lacking marketing budget, we can also help them in addition to coordinating good internship programs. We can also help them with the brand exposure. We have something called the What's Hot TV show and podcast. So we can get right on site and show people what is sustainable about this initiative. And we can get them on the podcast, Facebook Live. So there's a lot of possibility. I'm putting a lot of my chips, Jeff, on the fact that I worked with about over 650 students over the last 5 years. And so many of our college students are saying, you know, wow, we're grateful to be in college in some way, shape, or form, but we're really not getting the real world experience that we thought we'd be getting. We're not getting sufficient work and life readiness. We're not getting the confidence or the connections that we really need to succeed. So as a social entrepreneur myself, I had to piece out of that scene for a little bit and said, you know, I can do something about this. I can, you know, the demand, in a sense, you know, these are the young people that are looking for purpose-driven work, both while they're still in college as well as their career after college. And so I'm putting a lot of my chips on the fact that these young people are really looking for this sort of purpose-driven work, and they know enough to be dangerous. They can really help organizations, especially with the social media marketing piece, with event planning and support, with this idea of corporate social responsibility, where young people are actually seeking out organizations that care about, I know, people, and or the planet. And they very well may be for-profit entities, and that's okay. We can both do good and do well in the world. We can show people how there's green and green. So I really, I'm somebody who sees those connections, and I know that so many of these organizations want that. And I'll just, you know, kind of getting back to your original question from 5 minutes ago. You know, I mean, I was in Boston last week meeting with, you know, a pretty large bank that's acquired, you know, multiple other banks over the last, especially 10 years, but last two in particular. And, you know, at first I'm thinking, okay, well, what's sustainable about this big bank? And they made a very explicit point that they want to diversify their talent pipeline and they want to build up their internship program. So that seemed really interesting, where maybe on the surface, it's not so obvious that a large corporate bank may be interested in social or environmental impact. But once you get talking to people, they are. And they want people, especially young people, to know that that's what they stand for.
So most of your clients, are you looking in Central Mass, Western Mass, through the whole state? You said you were in Boston, but you're from the Worcester area.
Do you I was only in Boston for a meeting last week, right. But I am a Worcester girl. The Worcester is my place. I've been doing community development in Worcester for 18 years, and I've worn various hats.
You said you were in public service in Worcester.
I was.
What'd you do?
I was, believe it or not, I was a City of Worcester employee. So shout out to my Woo Town folk. Yeah, I was at Workforce Central Career Center, now renamed Mass Hire. Worked with a great set of folks there, especially during a time of very high unemployment, high recession between 2009 and 2014. And I was the weirdo entrepreneur. I was the inside entrepreneur there in government. And I still really can't believe that I was in government, but it was amazing. We got to really help and empower people that thought they were coming to their local unemployment office, and I'd be that person down, you know, even before they got into the elevator, I'd say, good morning, welcome to your career center. And they're like, I thought we were at the unemployment office. I'm like, we don't have time for that. You know, we got a new economy. We need to train people in new ways to actually meet the needs of today's world.
Aren't you still sort of doing the same thing? You're just not working for the government. You're still a facilitator.
For sure.
Of sort of connecting, but you're doing it for the right kind of companies today and the right people.
I mean, if you
more
insist.
More selective.
Yes, I'm a little more selective. Yeah, so I was, you know, having been, yes, absolutely. I had been brought in to initially coordinate the STEM project before people really knew what that acronym was. People were like, what is that, like a part of a plant? And I'm like, no, that's... So we connected people in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics with various STEM employers. And then we had some sort of internal political capital, and we could say, okay, we did that. Why don't we shift and see, especially the older unemployed folks who... in maybe their 40s through 60s, and they might explore entrepreneurship. So that was sort of my segue there. And we had done some really strange things in government, including getting folks on TV, people that were early stage entrepreneurs or work-ready job seekers, and we got them on TV, which was really bizarre in government.
Well, we've been speaking with the Energizer Bunny, Amy Moser-Berry, founder of Ambassadors Community Development. It's the first time anybody called you that?
What's that? Yeah, Energizer Bunny. No, I actually... Well, I haven't heard in a little while, but it's been done before.
Jeez, what a surprise. I'm surprised you stayed in the chair during that whole interview. Amy, if someone's looking for you, and they should, Worcester girl, how would they find you?
Well, our forthcoming website is ambassadorsllc.com, but that's not very useful right now since, as I mentioned, early stage. So definitely good to find me on LinkedIn. You guys can just search basically / Amy Moser Berry. That's with an MOSHERBERRY, like a strawberry. So they can find me certainly on LinkedIn. You can also reach out to me at amymoserberry@gmail.com. And I think I'll leave it at that for right now. I'm definitely on the different social media platforms, and through our TV show and podcast, you can find us at What's Hot TV Show.
Since you have trouble talking, could you come back again?
It would be my pleasure.
Great. And
thanks,
we're probably going to be doing a Worcester show in the next year. So that'd be great.
Music to my ears.
Great. So we could talk to you about that as well.
Wonderful.
Because you might be helpful in that too, with knowing people.
Sure thing.
Remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I've been listening intensely with Amy Moser-Berry. To her story, quite a story. We'll be right back with more stories right after this.